Hello everyone, welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and he is marvelously and wondrously moving by the Holy Spirit. He thinks of everything, and he will not do you wrong. He loves us. Many years ago, the enemy used to do things against me because I love God. He was trying to change my focus. And I always say, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. That's the only way to conquer the world system. Looking at Jesus, a visual of God. And we get that from his word. When we study his word gets in our heart. If we agree with it, and if we receive it, we believe it, we receive it, we agree with it, it gets in our heart. And it grows just like a plant in your garden, just like grass on the ground. Now, the enemy always, to distract us, he tried to plant weeds around us, negative influences through negative habits, weaknesses, hurts, and fears. And they also they grow like weeds in the ground. But the word of God is stronger, much stronger. So when you speak against the world's influences, you grow stronger in your heart. Everything the enemy tempts you with, always say, I hate that. And quote a scripture behind it that supports it. You know, the word teaches us against the lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. Found in 1 John chapter 2, 15 through 18. So when I'm tempted, I just say, I hate that. From my heart. And then I become resilient against the things of the world. This works, folks. It works good. And it works. You know, it's amazing how well it works. Whatever you're believing God for, speak it. Most of you know to do that. But when you start studying the word, you're giving you that's where your faith comes from. If you're going to conquer this world, if you're going to raise godly children, if you're going to raise a family that loves you and you love your family, you have to do the things of God. And many people these days, they stop going to church. They watch church on TV, but there's nothing like being there. You're going to need that's your support system. The church is not just a place you go to do God a favor. The church, the local church, it's a place, it's a house of worship. That's where you go worship God together with like-minded people. It's a hospital. If you need help, you can go and receive the knowledge of God. It takes so long sometimes to get things done on your own, to get the problems of your life ironed out all by yourself. There are wonderful, anointed men and women of God that can help you. They don't have to be perfect. That's the beauty of it all. We're all growing together, and we all know in part. And if we know in part, that also means we lack knowledge in part. So if people don't have to be totally perfect to help you. Now remember, if you had a tumor in your brain and you had to get brain surgery, the man or woman that the doctor that do the brain surgery on you, they are trained for that. But guess what? They may not be a perfect heart doctor. They can do brain surgery better than they can do heart surgery. They know about the heart and how it works because they studied it in medical school. But they don't go around doing, heart surgeons do heart surgery. Brain surgeons do brain surgery. Both doctors can help you if that's what you need. So it is with men of God. We don't know everything. I'm always learning from the Lord. But I can always preach Jesus and he can get you started. And the Lord can cause me to say things you need from time to time. So it is with local pastors, Sunday school teachers. Even the Sunday school books, they're going to meet your needs somewhere. We need to fuel our heart with God's word. Everybody that don't go to church, they do the easy things of life and just stay at home, stay in the bed. If it's raining outside, they just don't go or show up at all. And some people will send their children so they can get a break. But that's good for the children. They might get saved and come home and get you saved. Yeah, that happens. I've seen it all. It works all kind of ways. Sometimes the parents don't go. They send their children. The children get to know the Lord, and their parents see the difference in them, and they start coming, and they become dedicated. People come to the Lord all kind of ways. Sometimes the teenagers get on drugs and they go to jail. Then the preacher come and preach, and then they say, "Oh, all along they wish they would have known this all along, but nobody took them to church." So when you teach the Word of God, people that have a good heart, they're out there, they're doing all kind of things until somebody reach them. And I see people milling around in life. They wish they had somebody. They wish they knew better than they did. They wish they could do better. They want to do better. They wish things would go right. And the enemy, they're under attack from the enemy, and they don't even understand it. They don't know why. They think they got to sell drugs. And they feel threatened, and they feel like they got to protect themselves all the time. And then the music choices that they listen to fuel it. See, they're being fueled by the wrong influences. But when they're captured in jail, they feel ashamed. They don't want to be there. They wish things would have been different. Now they can't marry the girl they wanted to marry. They're locked up for a decade. And here come the preacher teaching. Now they're finally getting it. And they learn. And they grow. This could have happened before all the tragedies that they caused. See, people with a good heart are out there. And they live in misery. They're trying to have a good time. They're not trying to be totally against God. But the enemy is driving them into a hateful condition. So many times people go out and reach people. And we need anointed men and women that's not afraid to go out and reach people. And whatever God called you to do, I love doing what I'm doing now. I love ministering God's word. And the Lord put me on the radio. It takes a lot of work. I work on cars so I can pay for the radio broadcast. And then it takes a lot of time. I have to make broadcasts. I have a family. I can't do everything. But there are people that God will give you an assignment that you'll enjoy, just like he gave me my assignment that I enjoy. It's important. Everything you do for God, that's what's going to last. Remember something. Jesus paid your sin debt, and he washed your sins away with his blood. One man, sin entered this world through one man's disobedience. Hear me good. And the Lord got rid of sin through Jesus Christ, one man, the second Adam, who died for us once and for all to get rid of all of our sins, and not only ours, but the whole world. And God recognizes the blood of Jesus. If you get in trouble, say the blood of Jesus. That's what washed away your sins. That's why God can help you when you get in trouble. When the enemy attack you, say Satan, the blood of Jesus is against this. And I rebuke you in Jesus' name. That's who we look to. That's where the power is. That's where we stop Satan at. That's why we have authority over Satan. Jesus sent 70 of his disciples to go out and let people know he was coming. And they ran into satanic trouble. And they rebuked the enemy. And they came back rejoicing because they found out they had power over the enemy. It is seriously surprising when you first find out that you really do have power over Satan. And they were rejoicing, and Jesus said, "Don't rejoice because you have power over Satan, but rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's book of life." Satan, power over Satan is a bonus. It's amazing. It's wonderful. That means you can fight back. But you can't fight him like you do a natural person. You can't shoot him and he'll die. You have to rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ. If you don't know the Lord, it won't work. If you hadn't been saved yet, it won't work. And if you try to rebuke Satan in the name of Allah, that definitely won't work. Because now that's something that Satan started. God never called himself Allah. The Father's name is Jehovah. And Jesus' name is Emmanuel. But that Jesus is the name of salvation in English. Yeshua is the name of Jesus. Yeshua is the name of redemption in Israel. See, the name of Jesus changes from country to country. If you hear me now and you speak English, rebuke him in Jesus' name. The name of Jesus changes from country to country. His name, Emmanuel, means God with us. But Jesus means Savior. Now, faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. Last week, I pointed out that our righteousness is not in the things we do, not even the good things, not even the good deeds, not even going to church and reading the Bible and praying. Those things assist us in doing what's right. It's like a hospital going to get help. But the reason we're righteous, and the only reason we're righteous, is the blood of Jesus. And our faith in his works, our faith in the fact that he died and bled and rose again from the dead. He went to the lowest parts of hell, understand this well, for 3 days and three nights. And the Lord raised him, resurrected him, because there was no sin in him. If there was sin, he would not have been able to be resurrected and we would be doomed. But now, we're not. We're righteous. We can boldly come to the throne of God. And with a brand new, see, when you believe on Jesus, you get a new heart. You don't want to do the old things anymore. Some people, when they get saved, they're afraid they'll fail. And they say, Lord, just take me to heaven. They don't even trust themselves to live on earth, but they don't want to sin to the point they wish they could just go to heaven now while they're right with God. But you don't have to do that. You can just renew your mind. God wants you to renew your mind. He needs you to be here and help others come in. The man that was demon possessed by a legion of demons, he wanted to follow Jesus. He wanted to be next to Jesus. And Jesus said, no, go show your countrymen and tell them the good things that the Lord have done to you. And that's the condition we're in. When you come out of the world, you finally got a mind to do what's right. And you want to do what's right from the heart. The enemy still try to tempt you back into the world. You will stand if you'll just fill your heart with God's word. That's what you're hungry for. You're not hungry for the evil anymore. And the cravings of the flesh will still be there, but they can be corrected. Fill your heart with God's word so you'll be strong. I want people to understand this. We live from the heart, not the mind. The mind will get on board if you fill your heart with God's word. That's the only way to renew the mind. Even when you study the word, just believe it and let it be in your heart. And you'll have strength. And then your mind will be renewed. But if you try to remember every little scripture in detail and you focus on what you're doing, that's going to frustrate you. Just receive God's word in your heart and you will do those things. It'll become a part of you. I've done it all kind of ways, and that's the way it works. See, if you put pressure on yourself to do right, that's what you're focused on. You're focused on doing right. Focus on the Lord and you'll do right. Receive the wisdom of God's word. If you can't read, get the Bible on CD. Download it to your smartphone. Get the Bible on or offline and just listen to it. And your heart will get strong. And if you want to read, ask the Lord to teach you to read. Pick his Bible up and read. He will help you. I promise you he will. I know too many people the Lord taught them to read. Because the Holy Spirit is alive and he will guide you into all truth and he will help you. Now we're almost out of time. Go to newlivingletters.com. Newlivingletters.com. All these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. See, we live from the heart. That's why in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, it says, it talks about the heart. My page is stuck together. All right. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 said, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now watch this. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When it's in your heart that you believe on Jesus Christ, that's when you're saved. Say it from the heart. Understand something. Your life is on the line, and the Lord is so motivated to help you. If you begin the process, he will finish it for you. He'll help you believe. Now, all the things, everything beside Jesus Christ that's opposite against him is a distraction. All of it. Every world religion, lies, things that's not of God's word, they are distractions. If you ever feel in doubt that you're not saved, say with your mouth, I believe on Jesus Christ, and I confess Jesus as my Savior. If you ever feel like you just no good anymore, quote Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. The word says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Because it's true. Now people don't do what they want to do. They don't do the final choices people made. It comes from the heart. Our will is formed in the heart. If you change your heart, you change your will. The heart, out of it flows the issues of life. That's why we have to guard it. Now, once you believe on Jesus and you're saved, you're in the kingdom of God, you got to feel, you got to give yourself some ammunition. The devil's going to fight you. He's going to send whatever you think will win you back. He's going to try to send it and get you back in the world system somewhere. And I don't want that to happen against you. Sometimes people get saved and they don't grow roots. When things get hard, they go back to the world. They go back to their drugs, their alcohol, whatever they were doing, the things that hold them back. Now, if a person, they got saved and they got frustrated and they did those things are not as strong as the blood of Jesus. Believe on him anyway and ask the Lord to take the taste out of your mouth for not only drugs and alcohol, but anything that hold you back. Negative thinking, negative talking, evil, hatred, greed, the things that make your life go south. And start being a blessing to people. Ask the Lord how you can be a blessing. You don't have to be very wealthy to help people. You don't have to have a lot of money to be a blessing to people. You can pray for people. If you want to contribute to society, you can at least pray for people. And start with the people start with your enemies. I know you'll pray for the people you love, but pray for your enemies. That is therapeutic for you. When you start praying for people. If your life is in danger, just yesterday, when I'm making this recording, not the day that it airs, I was test driving a police car and a man had a wreck because somebody was shooting at him, trying to kill him. And the Lord had me to come by at the right moment. The people came back. The guys came back. And they saw the police car and they turned around and left. And the man's life was spared. Now, when you know, that was good for both parties. The person that would have got shot and the people that would have been shooting. That would have changed their whole destiny. It's important to have God's word inside. Our choices are made from the heart. If your heart is filled with anger, the things you listen to, if it's not of God, just stop, lose your appetite for it. Start listening to something better. Start with the Word of God. God got artists who make gospel songs. Not only gospel songs, but just good music. Listen to something better. If it's wrong, leave it alone. So you won't have an appetite for it. And you can curse the evil appetites. You can tell Satan, I don't want your logic in my mind. I'm going to do things God's way. If you feel like your life is in danger, start praying. Pray for yourself. Pray for your future. Ask the Lord to protect you. There are angels He dispatched all around you. But when you have a heart, when you're doing things wrong, it hinders what the angels can do for you. But when you start praying for other people and you get the evil out, you do something about the anger and the hatred and the problems. You can pray for people. You believe on Jesus Christ, your prayers avail much. Now, the way things work in the heart, whatever you put in your heart, that's what you're gonna do. Gonna be the way you make choices. It's important to hear God's word. That's where your faith comes from. Sometimes people do things habitually. They were raised in a home where their parents were very loving. And over the years, their parents' loving ways becomes their vision, and that vision gets in their heart. And when people come from a good home and you say the word marriage, that's the first thing they think about, their parents. Their parents loved each other and they prayed together, or they were just good people. And that's their definition of marriage. But some people come from an opposite situation. Their parents fussed a lot. And they overtalked each other. They were rarely on one accord. But they stayed together but they fussed a lot. They weren't happy with each other. So when a person that comes from that home, when you say marriage, you know, that's almost a cuss word in their mind. And then some people come from a broken home. They may not know who their father is, or they may not know who their mother is. Or their parents got divorced. And they're afraid. And when you say marriage, that word means nothing to them. And those things get in your heart. In order for them to have a healthy marriage, they have to have a healthy vision. And they'll have to get the Word of God in their heart. Because the first sign of stress, they're going to do what they know to do. Whatever's in their heart, that's the choice they'll make. And they won't have vision for a real marriage. Just like some people don't have a vision for salvation. They can't see themselves doing right. They feel like the people will take advantage of them. And they don't know what to expect. They don't know what they're saying no to. Now, everybody who gets to know the Lord, they say, oh, their eyes are open. They're in awe about the love of God and how wonderful it works. And they want to tell their people. They want to tell their friends and family how good God is. But when people have no reference, it's hard for them to trust God. See, people, the Lord told me a long time ago, about 5 years ago, that the way people see God is shaped by their first authority figures, usually the parents or grandparents or adults, teachers, preachers. Whatever they are doing, good or bad, that shapes the way that they see God. That's how they expect God to be, just like their parents. And I've seen it so many times in so many ways. If their parents didn't love each other, they have a hard time being patient with other people. So if you're married, consider where you come from and consider where your spouse came from. If they had loving parents, they have the most potential to be the strong one. But if you spend time in the Lord's presence and you had a terrible upbringing, but you spend time in the Lord's word, you're going to have a vision for the things of God. And the Lord will supply you with all the strength you need to have a strong and blessed marriage. The word of God gives you vision, new vision. Now, if you do what God's word says, you're going to attain new vision for your life. It's impossible for it to be any other way. If you do what Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount, it will make you a better businessman. It will make you a better husband if you're a man. It will make you a better wife if you're a woman. And it will make you, it will help you love and understand your children if you use the same identical principles of the Sermon on the Mount and apply those same principles according to 1 Peter chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. If you receive the knowledge of love found in 1 John, it will help you make the most sober choices, and you will receive new vision for your life. I promise you, if you get saved and stay with the Lord and let the word have roots in your heart, you will weather every storm and survive every storm that the enemy sends, and learn to thrive in life and end up praying for the very people that cause you harm, and you will see the handiwork of God and you'll have the favor of God. That's why you'll be the head and not the tail. Now, the world won't honor you for doing this at all. The world loves its own. The world will honor people that's just like them, hurt and confused, not trying to grow. But everybody that has a heart that desires the truth, they will see you and desire what you have. People don't always know how to get out of strife, but the word of God will give you that knowledge. We live from the heart. So don't expect people to just get it. They can't. It's hard for people to change what's in their heart. However it got there, that's what's in there. And it has to be dealt with. And it takes faith to kill what's in the heart. And learn what's true. It will take faith. That I can promise you. As you go forward doing the things of God, you're going to learn and grow from glory to glory. And you value people better. Now, if you grew up in a negative environment and you spend time with the Lord, all that can change. You'll have new vision, new life. You'll put new wine in new wineskins, so to speak. Now, that don't mean much to people because they don't use wineskins anymore. And they have no experience with wine and wineskins. But what used to happen is if you put new wine in old wineskins, the bottles would break. The leather bottles would break. But if you had new wine, you put it in new wineskins. Now, the word of God is new life. Your brand new heart, because you believed on Jesus Christ, is new wineskins. Put new wine in new life. Put the life of God in your heart. That's new wine, new wineskins. Fill your heart with God's word, his love, his wisdom, his holy ways. And it will all be worth your while. You're going to love it, folks. And then you're going to help others. You're going to master things in life that most people don't. And you'll live from your heart, from the point of view of God's love, the God kind of love. You'll have the God kind of faith. Satan's going to try to stop you and discourage you and make you miserable, but you're just going to overcome him anyway. Overcoming Satan is not hard. And you'll do these things and it works. You're going to love the life that God has given you. When people have things in their habit system, be patient and ask the Lord for wisdom. Pray for them. They're not going to change immediately, I promise you. That only happens when people really want to know God, or they really hate what they become, what they're doing. But God will give you the words, the right words to say. He will help you understand how to be a blessing. And he will help you understand when not to talk. And he will bless you. He'll show you how to be a blessing. It's very important. It's not hard to do. Sometimes you just have to take the high road.